This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Daily Digest with me, T. Xiao Yik and Juliet Jacobs. Today, we are looking at the practice of shaking hands. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, people are being asked not to shake hands in order to prevent the virus from spreading. But the handshake itself comes with its own problematic baggage. So we are going to ask the question today, is it time to retire this practice altogether?
Yes, and on that note, over on Twitter, we have a poll running and we're asking you, you know, because, you know, we're not allowed to shake hands anymore, what do you actually think of the practice of handshakes in general? So your options are it's important for interaction, or it's I've never liked the practice, or finally, it's not my culture. So join that conversation. Tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899. But, you know, it's a relatively simple gesture, isn't it? Mm-hmm. One that we're so used to that we often don't even think twice. When we greet someone, especially for the first time, we hold out our right hand, we grip the other person's offered hand and shake it briefly up and down.
Yes, in simple terms, that handshake.
Exactly. So, but in the last few months, the idea of touching someone's hand has become not just unattractive, but possibly dangerous as well. So with the coronavirus spreading through touch, among other things, we have been told to wash our hands frequently and avoid touching other people where possible. So, you know, when you shake hands, if there's germs on you or if they have germs on their hands, it passes on. And then, you know, you touch your face, you touch your eyes.
And
you
that's
know,
how it transmits.
That's how it transmits.
And the fact that many of us are constantly touching our faces without being even conscious of that, right?
Yes.
In fact, the director of the U.S. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, even said last month, and I quote, "I don't think we should ever shake hands ever again, to be honest with you." And Gregory Poland, who is an infectious disease expert at the Mayo Clinic, also in the United States, he took it one step further. He said, "When you extend your hand, you're extending a bioweapon."
Oh, wow.
Well, I would say the entire human species is a bioweapon.
That is true.
This brings up an interesting question. Is it reaching the end of the road for the practice of shaking hands? Especially when you take into account the fact that the handshake is an introduced custom to many cultures around the world in the first place.
Yes, precisely. And let's not forget that in some cultures, the act of touching hands might not even be encouraged, particularly between different genders or different age groups, for example. And the handshake comes with its own historical baggage, that it's tied in within cultural imperialism, colonization and gender discrimination as well. So perhaps, you know, this is a good time for us to reevaluate whether to continue doing it in the first place.
You know, but historically, the handshake has existed for thousands of years. One popular theory by historians is that it started as a way to display peaceful intentions towards each other. So when strangers met, they would extend their empty right hands to show they weren't holding weapons. It's even thought that the up and down motion of the handshake was to dislodge any knives or daggers hidden up the sleeve. And another theory goes that the handshake was a symbol of making an oath or a promise, that clasping hands symbolized their word being a sacred bond.
Times were very different back then, weren't they?
Yes, that's right.
But in fact, one of the earliest depictions of shaking hands is from the 9th century BC, which shows Assyrian king Shalmaneser II pressing hands with a Babylonian ruler to symbolize an alliance. So the gesture also appears frequently on Greek funerary art from the 4th and 5th century BC. And Greek poet Homer describes handshakes several times in his epics, Iliad and Odyssey. Meanwhile, in ancient Rome, the handshake was a symbol of friendship and loyalty, and images of clasped hands even appeared on Roman coins.
However, the use of the handshake as an everyday greeting is much more recent. So some historians think it was popularized in the 17th century by the Quakers in England. They saw shaking hands as a more egalitarian greeting compared to bowing or tipping your hat. And then this then spread to America. And by the 1800s, the gesture had become common, with English etiquette manuals often including guidelines for proper handshaking techniques. And of course, as Western colonization spread, the practice was exported and normalized into other parts of the world. And over time, it's evolved into becoming both a social custom as well as a business practice.
But it is exactly this history that makes the legacy of the handshake complicated and, you know, a bit problematic as well. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind that many cultures already have their own forms of greeting, which have been supplanted in many parts of the world by the handshake due to both colonization as well as Western cultural imperialism. So take, for instance, the practice of bowing in Japan or, you know, placing your palms together in greeting, like the namaste from India or the wai in Thailand. Or in Ethiopia, men greet each other by touching their shoulders. And there are legitimate forms of greeting with their own rich histories, of course. And as you mentioned earlier, the handshake might even be at odds with certain cultures who may not prefer to touch each other for various reasons.
Yes. Well, you know, the history of the handshake is complicated for other reasons as well. It is by and large a very masculine gesture that has gendered norms surrounding it. For instance, think about how we characterize a good handshake. So we say that it should be strong or firm or that it denotes power. In fact, for a long time, the handshake was an exclusively male form of greeting. And before the late 20th century, it was even viewed as unbecoming for a woman to shake a man's hand. But as more women entered the workplace, this has changed. Although much of the business etiquette surrounding the so-called power handshake is still very male. And so, you know, this really begs the question, should we be looking at alternatives instead?
So to help us unpack this culture of shaking hands, we have on the line Senior Lecturer in Psychology, Dr. Karim Bitash. Dr. Karim, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. So, you know, due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, people are being asked not to shake hands. What would you say is the place of the handshake in global culture today?
The handshake actually has a couple of primary meanings. It's a very social gesture that has to do with a lot of our interpersonal relationships. First of all, of course, the handshake is a way to introduce yourself to someone else, okay? You meet a new person, and that person, you've never met that person before. What do? You shake that person's hand, and you tell your name, okay? That has become almost a global form of introducing yourself to someone else. Of course, there are exceptions. Think about Japan, for example, where they would use the bow. But in general, this Western gesture of the handshake has spread across the world. And of course, we cannot forget that it has a large part to do with a global colonial plunder of European nations, of most of the non-European nations around the world, and enforcing very Western kind of gestures onto the world. But it has become more, okay? For example, if we have a problem with a family member or a friend and you want to make up, okay, you want to solve the problem you have with each other, you often end it with a handshake, okay? You say to the person, are we done now? Everything okay? Yeah, shake hands. Okay, so it's also a way of reconciliating with someone else when there are problems. And of course, it's also just a regular kind of greeting, a friendship gesture. Think about meeting your friend in KL, you haven't seen each other for maybe a week or two, and you say, hey, how are you doing? And you shake each other's hand. On the other hand, it's a very masculine kind of gesture. Okay, what you see, for example, is that it's often men who are doing that, but once it's you see it much less among females, in particular in the West, I should say, because, of course, I come from the West. I cannot speak for most societies, but I do know in the West at least, and I think a lot of other societies as well, it's a very masculine gesture. It's mainly guys and friends who do it to each other, except when you're introducing to each other. Then it's a very, how can I say that, intergender kind of gesture.
So would you say that the practice of shaking hands can be problematic from a cultural dominance perspective then?
Yes, indeed. You can look at the gesture of handshaking from a very culturally dominant perspective. And in particular, as a Malaysian society, I think one of the important aspects to always consider is where do certain kind of gestures come from, but also where do certain kind of narratives come from, okay? So with gestures like the handshake, it's very similar to narratives. To give you an example of a narrative, a lot of societies around the world that have been colonized, okay? For example, Malaysia has been colonized by the British, but we can also speak about the Philippines, Indonesia, most part of South America, Africa. you see that a very kind of dominant narrative that started during colonial times is the fact that people perceive colonization as a time that they modernized and civilized and became advanced. This is a dominant narrative that has been put in place by the colonizer, even though, objectively speaking, it is untrue. Because why would being capitalist, consumerist, and environmental destruction be a advancement? Why would that be a modernization? So this has been put into the minds of the people to not revolt against the colonizer who mistreated, deeply, deeply mistreated their people, also in Malaysia, also in the Philippines. It was terrible what happens during colonization. Yet, a lot of people are internalizing this dominant narrative, you have been modernized, you have been advanced, civilized, which is absolutely, absolutely nonsense. Because if you want to see real civilizations where people treat each other with respect, well, the same can be said about the handshake. It sounds extreme, but it's comparable. The handshake came from the West. Okay, it was a cultural expression of mutual respect to the other person. You introduce yourself that way. But it's also a very masculine thing, okay? Men would shake hands and you would use a firm hand grip to show that you are a dominant, strong male, okay? Not a weak handshake. This is also why you still see that the handshake is more done by male friends. Eh? When you see your buddy somewhere in KL or whatever, you shake his hand. Hey, how are you doing? When you see your female friend, often you do something else. So from a dominance perspective, it's a very masculine kind of trait, gesture, I should say. Plus, it's something that has been imposed by a dominant culture. Okay, we have had a lot of dominant cultures. In the 7th century, you had, from the 7th to approximately the 13th century, you had the Arabs, who were the most dominant culture around the world. We've had the before Christ, we had the Egyptians, we've had the Mongolians, and the past 500 years, we had the Europeans. So nothing special. Europeans are nothing special compared to other groups. All groups have had hundreds of years of dominance. But what you see during those years is that the normal gestures, narratives, and so forth, from that dominant society, dominant group, become universal. Other people are copying that. So indeed, the handshake can be seen in the same light.
And in your opinion, is this a good opportunity to, you know, do away with handshakes?
I think, why not? To me, a handshake is just a subjective part of culture. And guess what? These parts are always changing. Culture is never static. And with every small change in our social, but also physical environment, think about internet, our culture changes. So it's very normal that gestures also change. And now, if it's good to do away with the handshake, I say, why not? Handshake or not, there are so many ways in which we can show respect to each other. Look at the Japanese, for example, again, but also the Chinese, and also groups in Africa and South America. You can actually show many other ways of introducing yourself or mutual respect. For example, the bowing to each other. And you can do so many things. You can be very, very inventive. I don't know, for example, a lot of people give each other the fist at the box. They box the fist against each other. So, yeah, I think in the time of coronavirus, I think it's a good moment, I should say, to get rid of it. And of course, also, I can give you a personal anecdote. In the end, it is a very, how can I say that, unhygienic kind of gesture. I never forget being an undergraduate student some years ago, let's say. and I remember a fellow student of mine, he was standing in the toilet and I was washing my hands and he came out of the toilet and then he walked to the sink. And you know these people, probably all of you who are now listening probably recognize this kind of person. They just went to the toilet, then walked to the sink and do this 2 seconds wash. Like they open the water tap and then psh, with their fingers quickly and that's it. And I never forget saying to him, is this the way you wash your hands? And he said, sure, but I'm a clean person. And I said, you realize that I'm always shaking your hands, eh? And other people are shaking your hands. I never forget that discussion I had with my friend. So in my opinion, getting rid of that, no problem.
Well, I think the note on that is don't shake hands with anyone who's just come out of the toilet.
Yeah.
But thank you very much, Dr. Karim. That was Dr. Karim Bitash, senior lecturer in psychology, sharing with us his thoughts on the practice of the handshake from a cultural perspective.
Yes, and over on Twitter, we asked you whether you thought that the practice of handshake, or what you thought of the practice of handshakes in general. So far, about it's evenly tied. 46.3% of you have said that it's important for interaction, and equally, 46.3% of you have said that you have never liked the practice. And about 7.3% of you have said it is not part of my culture. We had a couple of messages come in over on Twitter as well. Oliver J. Howard said, I don't trust people with limp handshakes. Okay. And Benji has said that it's respect for others. It's a way of showing respect.
Yes. But, you know, you can show different ways of respect, isn't it?
Yes. And like the namaste is equally respectful. There's so many other things. And, you know, if I just like to end with an excerpt from an article in The Atlantic about handshakes in today's climate. That is the basis of etiquette. Respect for the other, prioritizing other people's well-being above one's own. The handshake no longer fits that ethos. And I think that really encapsulates it.
Very well said. And now on the subject of a handshake and other forms of touch, on Health and Living today at 4 p.m., we'll be talking about touch and how it affects the brain with Dr. Azlina Ahmad Anwar on the Brainwave segment. So do tune in for that. It's very interesting. I'm sure it'll be a very interesting discussion. That's all the time we have for the show today. Continue to share your thoughts with us at BFM Radio on Twitter, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or on our Facebook page, BFM The Bigger Picture. Coming up after the 3 p.m. news is a repeat of By the Book, where Sharmila Gunnison and Lee Trillin will talk to Bilkis Hijaz about books that look at the new normal that we are all facing right now. We're going to leave you now with You Can Touch This by MC Hammer, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.